Okay, today is August 14th, 2014, and just like to say, please state your name and your position and spell your name.
My name is Dave Ryan. My position is maintenance director, and I spell my name DAVERYAN.
Okay, thanks. All right, first question. How does the physical structure of the building today help or hinder modern work, which has changed a lot in 50 years?
Well, the physical structure, I would say, more or less hinders the modern part of work today, being that the people have outgrown this building, and we've tried to keep up with space, but it's very limited. So, you know, 50 years has gone by, we've kind of outgrown the building.
And you said you've been here 27 years?
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Okay, second question. What are some areas you see as potential challenges as the building continues to age and service needs change? Are there areas you see as exceptionally suited to changing needs?
Well, with more workers added to the space, this means more furniture, more power needs, and that includes network cable added, phone cable added. Each workstation needs both. Power needs. The airflow needs increased also with that situation, which means more ceiling fans and other items. There's also added storage problems. These things begin to become real important when, you know, you start adding that many people to a building like this.
Okay. So if a new courthouse, meaning the one that was built like about 50 years ago, hadn't been built, what challenges would the county be facing today?
That's old.
Oh.
Is that old?
That's
probably the same challenges, some of which would be lack of space, upgrade of equipment, energy management system for the air and heat, and also ADA regulations.
Okay. Fourth question. How has technology changed the services offered and how the building is used, specifically in the area of Register of Deeds and Driver's License Bureau, if that pertains to you at all?
Well, technology has meant adding more workstations again, mm-hmm, for the Register of Deeds and Driver's License, which also means the electrical power for each one, running network wiring for each, adding furniture to the space that was little to start with again. That is just two of the offices updating for technology. All of the offices in the courthouse need much of the same updates.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so the old courthouse had, you know, the older kind of Victorian architectural style, and this new one has more of a modern, clean style. Why do you think one architectural style is more valued than another? Why do you think people still mourn the loss of the old courthouse even today?
Well, I think the old courthouses are pleasing to look at. I think people had a real need for the workmanship that they had at that time. The woodworking, you know, the structural design. There are still a lot of the old courthouses that provide for people's needs and still function with modern technology that has been added. That just tells you that back in the day, you know, they built things out of real material that lasted a great deal of time.
Hmm. Okay, sixth question. How has the building met or not met changing needs for handicapped accessibility? How have parking needs changed, and are the needs a challenge? What past features of the building are now challenges in other ways?
Six. I don't have six here.